Yeah, absolutely. That's been awesome. I'm originally from Maxwell, actually. I was born and raised, and I graduated from Maxwell, and then did student teaching there and taught and coached there for 4 years, and then decided to kind of go out of my comfort zone a little bit and try something new.
And Gothenburg, once again, has been great, and you love where you are right now, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a wonderful experience, and everybody kind of welcomed me with open arms, which has been wonderful. The girls are doing awesome, and I have a great team to work with.
I know this group, and I'm sure a lot of these kids we saw on the volleyball court as well. They had a great volleyball season, and it's kind of gone right into basketball season. I know 5-4, but boy, you look at three of those losses by what, 3 and 1 by 5, and really the only game was the Northwest game that maybe the double digits. Otherwise, you were right in the thick of things in all those games, weren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, looking back, there are a couple of them that we wish we could have ended better and, you know, got the wins. There was this three of those games, like you said, were 6-5 and 3. So those are kind of some tough ones. But, you know, other than that, I think that they're doing a really good job. Our record doesn't really show where we're at. I think we're a lot further than where that is, but we're just going to keep kind of grinding away and see what we can do here.
And a couple of nice wins. Another Hershey wins, a big one. Hershey playing well. St. Pat's, another SPVA conference team. So those were some big ones early in the season, weren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some of those wins, like you said, Hershey and St. Pat's really gave the girls confidence, and they know that they are a good team and they can do good things, and they just have to start believing in them a little bit more.
Coach, can you throw some names out? I'm sure a lot of girls that have played well and scored well for you this year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got, to start us off, we've got a good senior group. You know, we've got a small group, but they're certainly mighty. We've got Kiara Richardson, who leads the pack and, you know, the leader aspect of things, and she's very vocal on the court and off the court, and she's kind of taken those younger classmen under her wing and kind of showed them her ways. And she's, you know, she's got a lot of experience starting. I think, you know, don't quote me on this, but I think she started since she was a freshman. So we've got that experience, which is awesome. Annika Harm, she's done a really good job for us. I think she's leading the way in scoring. You know, she's just a go-getter. She's got high energy and she's constantly, you know, working harder to get better. And then we've got Marla Kennicott, who is also a senior. And, you know, she didn't get a whole lot of time the last few years, but she's been a starter for us, and she has started the season off really well. So we really look to drive the ball inside to those two seniors, Annika and Marley, and they've done a good job for us. But, you know, we've got a lot of younger classmen, too, that have put a lot of minutes in for us. Kinley Strasser, she's just all around really good. She's a great shooter. She's awesome on defense, you know. She's only a sophomore. She started last year, and she's given us a lot of really good minutes. And then we got a couple freshmen that have really put time in, and it's been awesome to see them work. We've got Aubrey O'Hare, who's kind of been starting for us, you know, and she's really good on defense. You know, we look for her to be just a little bit more of a threat on offense, but I think she'll get it with a little bit more experience. Then we've got Ashlyn Richardson, who comes off the bench, and she does a really good job for us as well. And then Clara Evers, who's a workhorse inside. You know, she's a freshman. She doesn't do a lot for us on offense, but, man, she works hard on defense. So, you know, overall, we've got a pretty awesome group.
It sounds like your future. I mean, you got some upperclassmen, but your future looks bright for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and coming into the program, you know, I had heard a lot about those younger girls and that, you know, in a few years we will be pretty solid. But it's been really fun, and I'm glad that I get to be part of, like, watching them grow and helping them grow into people that, you know, are going to be awesome citizens.
Maybe the first of two matchups with the Bison, being a fellow Southwest Conference team. Boy, you look at the conference, and we had a chance to see Broken Bow the other night. They're for real. You're going to see them down the line. But after that, it's, you know, for the next couple of seeds, you're going to be in the thick of things. You know, McCook's right there. And so when that conference tournament comes around, you know, I guess all eyes are on Broken Bow. But after that, it's up for grabs, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I watched the McCook and Broken Bow game last night, and like you said, you know, they do look like they have a lot of talent. And, you know, I think, you know, when they're on, and that was certainly last night, so that's unfortunate for McCook. But, you know, overall, I think that second position is really up for grabs. And, you know, I'm not going to put Broken Bow too far out of reach, because I think that it can be done. I just think that, you know, the conference is a tough one, and it's just whoever comes to play.
A lot of basketball still to be played, Coach, and it sounds like you're playing well, and you want to stay healthy. I know you've been affected by quarantine. Have your players been fortunate enough to stay away from it?
You know, I'm going to go ahead and knock on wood now as I talk about this. But, you know, for the most part, most of the athletes on the team were affected by it toward the end of volleyball season and in between volleyball and basketball season. So we are fortunate for that. And I just hope that we kind of steer clear and everybody else stays pretty healthy.